What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fan Tracks podcast coming to you from fanboysanonymous.com. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango, joined as always by Robert E. Felice.
How are we doing tonight, Tony?
We're doing all right, and I'm assuming that the many other versions of me on the other Earths are doing okay, too. How about you?
Doing pretty good. I think so.
We're going to be doing... Yeah, we're going to be doing even better after watching this. Well, hopefully. I mean, the last movie out of this series that we saw was the War World one, and that one was... I was not a fan of that one.
The fucking, like... Sorry, I've already cursed. Like, 10 minutes. Whatever. they're doing the whole, but it's a noir Batman, and it's... Actually, Superman got the noir treatment, didn't he? Yeah, they did the... Like the
Batman was Western, I think.
One shot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wonder Woman was Western.
Well, Wonder Woman was Western. Batman was like a kind of brute. And then there was Clark being a noir detective. Really feels like you should have swapped.
Very much one of my least favorite ones of these. I think I had actually ranked that as my least favorite movie that I had seen last year. That was like a new release from last year, not like the awful cheesy action movies that I've been watching that are, you know, like the worst things ever. But I'm excited for this, hoping that it is much better than that. Cause I mean, we started off with like the Superman movie that was good with Parasite and Martian Manhunter and all, and they've proven that they can do those really well. So that's what we're watching today. DC's latest animated film, Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths, Part 1. Which I did not know came out when it did. We are late to the game on this one because all the release dates that I had seen ahead of time were like the end of January. It turns out it was like the 8th or something. So I was like, okay, crap. Well, we're getting around to it now. But if you don't know how the Fantrax podcast works, it's pretty simple. Obviously, we are not giving you the actual movie on screen on YouTube. That's the whole point of the thing at the beginning of this. It said, this is not the movie. It's not claiming to be the movie. Instead, it is a podcast. We are going to be talking to you, and we're going to be doing that while watching the movie. So we want you to do the same. Unless, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but it'd be kind of weird if we just go like, ha, that was funny, and you have no context what it is. But the way that we do that is we give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And then you can sync up with the time code that's up on your screen. Or obviously, if you're listening to us on Spotify or YouTube Music or whatever it might be, then you're just going to have to go by the 3, 2, 1 play because there is no screen for you to see the time code on. I try to give you some little heads up here and there about, like, you know, you should be seeing this on your screen or something midway through, just to double check and all. But that way, if you want to pause, you can pause both those things, sync up whenever you need to. And we're going to be watching this for the first time and giving our, you know, live reactions to it and all. So we invite you to do the same. Drop your thoughts in the comments section below or send a tweet at FanboysAnon on Twitter or post something on Facebook, whatever it might be. Post something on the page on FanboysAnonymous.com. Any way that you can chime in with your thoughts. And of course, make sure that, you know, get that out of the way right now. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter while you're doing that. And, you know, keep checking out all the stuff that happens here. But yeah, Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths. I am all set on my end. I think that Rob's probably
all set because we're just gonna hang out, watch this on Plex. We're gonna have some fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hoping that we get a really good one here, and obviously, if we don't, we'll try to make it fun anyway. So, I think I've got all my subtitles up, and I've got my hotkeys working right on my keyboard and stuff. So, let's get this started. In 3, 2, 1, play. That's the WB animation logo. I was going to say WWE. Way too many Smart Cat Moment podcasts. The WWE. Look at all those Earths.
I miss the WB Network, the Michigan J Frog. that whole era. I like that. Well, we're looking at the credits here and I see Superman. I'm giving strong thought to watching Smallville.
Smallville is... If you could take the entire 10 seasons... I think it's 10 seasons of Smallville and make it 5, it's a great show. But when you start getting into, like, when they try to do some storylines, like, the way that they do Doomsday is awful. And, of course, the way that it ends is just disappointing.
Yeah, but it overstayed its welcome. I was looking at it. Mm-hmm. 2001 to 2011, that did not need to happen.
For a show that's about Clark being in high school, he's only in high school for less than half of the show. But there's a lot of good things that happen in there. Tom Welling's a good Clark, and I really like Kristen Crook for Lana. All right, so we're getting Barry running through maybe some cosmic treadmill action or something later. It's interesting that this isn't the start of this series because of that, the way that it ended with the Apocalypse War, you know?
Right. That, by the way, we might need to go back and watch that. That was a really, really, really solid movie.
I was going to say, is this Constantine? But I guess not. No British accent. Wrong clothes. So I guess this is Barry. Wonder how long it's going to take before we get a blonde Barry in live action. So she's just a waitress here. It's convenient. She's like, oh, so you're the Flash then.
She's like, nothing.
Smooth.
Who eats peas and sausage? Sorry, Callum.
Ah, okay, there you go. I used to think that Matt Damon could have been a good Barry Allen.
That ship is.
Also thought he could have been a good Harvey Dent, too. He's like, I'm not the fries. I wanted them.
Not right now. Not right now.
That voice actor, get up, Flash. Program time. Is this it's not a maze though. Probably not. Or maybe it's supposed to be a maze though.
Next concussion protocol in the Justice
League. Yeah, true. Okay, so it is Amazo. I've never liked the Amazo design. So this is a better idea.
He's already gone, dude.
What kind of power that's supposed to be?
It's Amazo.
Yeah, more bullets will help.
Truth, justice, in the American way.
Yeah, what do you do now? Yeah. I mean, between the two, they're two of the absolute biggest, like, you get a somebody with those powers, they can completely destroy the world.
Well, Superman's almost enough, and then you get the extra speed.
Mm-hmm. Like, either one of them on their own can just wipe out the planet.
Hi,
Ollie's like, I have no powers. Oh no, he picked up my arrows. I always thought that Green Arrow should use just a motorcycle, not a car.
Yeah, the car seems too...
too Batman-y.
Cumbersome, yeah.
Like, so do I.
Where else are we going?
I mean, hey, this Bruce. Is probably Bruce, yeah.
Is it a long Halloween?
It's true. Alfred's so fucking great. Nice. I love when they have Bruce really actually prove that he's the world's greatest detective. Do you subscribe to that whole love language thing?
It's an easier way to explain shit to people.
I like the term better than when people say, show your truth. It's like, no, there's only one truth.
Yeah, there is only one truth, and it's mine, bitch. Oh, God.
Run, Barry, run.
Oh, my God. Tony, I think there's a crisis.
Is that going to be Damien or Jason? Oh, okay. Dick looks like he needs to get some sleep. He's got the bags under his eyes like I do.
You like kombucha?
Never had it.
Hey, Wally.
Hey. Dick seems so depressed. This must be like...
well, his parents
yeah, okay.
Died.
I was just going to say, like, he must... he's not like been Robin for a while or anything. Yet. Yeah. I give a what I consider a valid reason for why Bruce adopts Dick in the Batman Blueprint, which everybody should check out. Of course, Bruce just like has this machine.
Why wouldn't you? You can think of ahead of everything.
Yeah. It just bombarded him with sunlight. It's the Man of Bats. Like 6 minutes. Maybe even less than that.
Oh no.
I do like that little rivalry that goes on between those two the whole time, where it's like Green Arrow is definitely not as good as Batman. I don't know how you're feeling about the movie, but I already like it better than War World.
I mean, so far, it's definitely better.
I just got a Twitch account. Curious that this is that these four are like the start of the Justice League and not Wonder Woman being part of any of that.
I imagine she's coming.
Probably, yeah.
A league, you
super will. Friends. Who said four? Oh, there you go. We go in Vixen? Or is this going to be Diana? Yeah, it's a Vixen, okay. I'm assuming John? Or is this going to be John?
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
There's Green Lantern. They go on Hal, or they go on John, or they go on Kyle.
They gotta go John.
Huh? Hal.
They go to Hal. Oh, that was Martian Manhunter.
I guess they're just bypassing GL on this. He's like, damn it, man, keep touching my head. They should totally show at least like a clip of the Apocalypse War thing. They always show barrels on fire in these scenarios.
That is funny. That is a trope.
Meanwhile, I look around New York and I'm like, I don't see any barrels. Where are they finding all these barrels?
Barrels are us.
Don't recognize him off the bat. I guess it's Johnny Quick. I like his design. Owlman's awesome.
I like Johnny Quick.
Yeah. I liked him in the Crisis on Two Earths movie too, but I like this design way better. Where do you stand on Hall of Justice versus Watchtower versus Moonbase?
I like the Hall. It depends on the show that you're doing, or the movie.
I tend to go with... Hall of Justice is base on Earth, Watchtower and Moon all at the same time. Moon as a like moon is like the secret base, watchtower is like known, Hall of Justice is like a public area.
What is happening? We're the super friends. Say it. The hell was that?
Immediately ruins the building. Didn't Martian Manhunter just go intangible and not move? Like, dude, you could have picked it up. He could have stopped it from, like, potentially hurting other people.
He's a dick. He's a dick. Every superhero team needs a dick.
Oh, that's a good way of doing that. Well, he's got a new best friend. That's cute.
Sounds like he has a quick attachment style.
Alternate take of that line is new mission parameters by BFF.
Oh, not there. Tony, I need to go to sleep. I just was like, why is he hooking his leg?
He's going for a fucking roll up. I always wanted those little smoke bombs. Not that I have any real practical use for it, but I'd always want to just toss one down.
Get out of a dangerous situation every now and again.
Yeah. Or even just like say goodbye at like a regular situation. Just be like, all right, everybody, I'm going to head out. They're like, why does Tony have to make that kind of an exit? There you go. We got the watchtower to go along with it.
Do you believe in infinite Earths? I know it's a stupid question, but here we are.
It's weird. It doesn't make sense, and it also does.
You believe that there are just like parallel solar systems out there?
I don't necessarily believe that, like, oh, it's like the same universe, but you just made a slightly different decision and it's an infinite amount. But I do think that there's like other dimensions.
What do you think the other dimension you is doing right now?
Watching Justice Syndicate Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Very good answer.
I saw a thing the other day that kind of tripped my mind out. It was like, we're 3D objects that have a 2D shadow. Does that mean that there's 4D objects out there that have a 3D shadow and it's us? And I was like, dude, I gotta go to bed. Like, I don't need that existential crisis right now, you know?
What do you think you're shadowing?
Hopefully somebody better than I am. So he knows Wonder Woman already. Okay.
That is so unnecessarily kinky. What is with the fucking brooding soup? What are we doing here? Like,
hey, you don't know about Ultraman at all?
But does he have to be a brooding teenager?
Yeah.
Attitude? Wait, what? That's the sort of thing you live in the real world.
Go to the other Earths and conquer them.
Is that the theme of this year? You got Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League?
Yeah, it seems like it. And of course, multiverse is like the in thing for the past couple of years and the next couple. They're gonna kill Johnny Quick.
No.
And this is Constantine, right?
Yep.
You just gonna show him the other planets? Best man at the wedding. Good design for Wally. Oh, that's a real shitty thing to say. I remember you're my best man because the two other people I'm closer to are on another planet and you're my third option. Not the biggest fan of this design of Lois. there's a crisis on Infinite Earths. That's the right thing to say. Flashed.
God, Flash, you can't just be happy.
If that's the case, then be like, hey, look, we can't get married for the sake of the multiverse. Sorry, but we can live together and just not have a wedding day.
We can definitely have sex.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Quickly is kind of the name of the game. I like Luthor's design. Hard again, it's like wrong. Kind of the most basic thing you can go for, right?
Yeah, hard to get him wrong.
I like that idea that they're using Parasite for that.
It's a good way to get more mileage out of things.
And tie back to the first of these movies.
AI is a buzzword this year.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, they can't just have like every single superhero in this, but I'm at least assuming Wonder Woman's going to pop up, if not also Aquaman.
I think we get Wonder Woman by the end of it.
Or maybe she gets saved for part two. Suddenly, you're just going to be saving people?
You know, it's all a matter of personal choice.
And then he just murders them all. Okay. God, imagine how horrifying that would be. you just start saying that.
I would do the fastest thing I could to never have to do this again.
But do you remember that it's your punishment? Okay, so they're going to do that. They are going to reference Apocalypse War. That's cool.
If this ties everything together, I'll forgive the bad movie.
I still won't forgive Warworld. That just was completely unnecessary. And absolutely did not need to be tied into the Mongol story. They could have done a real Mongol story and it would have been cool. Listen, bestie. That was it. But you still have to say Batman, is it? So apparently this is the voice of Zachary Quinto, Siler from Heroes. Like me, yeah. It's like old best friend? Does that take priority?
Time to move a butt circle.
You can, well, Amazo can't give life. I was going to say, it's not like you can't give life. That's, women do it all the time. I don't know about this design for Luthor's suit. It's not bad or anything, but it doesn't look like the, you know, the standard green and purple one. He shoots him in the head.
There's your answer.
Meanwhile, Luthor is just like floating around.
Oh.
Now it's a good thing that Luthor isn't actually like that's not his actual leg, you know?
Eh. Sometimes the villains need to get hurt. Why? Can someone explain why? Like,
okay. Yeah, some of these people, it's like, you gotta just, you know.
Let them die. Fry. Cry.
Then he goes, whoops. Suddenly I gave Vixen all Superman's powers and stuff.
Whoa, we got a Freaky Friday?
Daddy.
That's depressing, but yeah. You dick.
Now they're like, oh, man, we gotta move him. Well, it's not like Clark can't do it. Got Hannibal Lecter mode there. I love dickhead Bruce just being like holier than thou and everything.
This must be an exhausting life.
Bouncing around on timelines. Yeah,
can you imagine? Just
if he's experiencing everything in slow motion, wouldn't it be like, good,
move on? Maybe he can control it to where she's not in slow motion.
Better than your wedding? Curious what the we gotta get back to work means that they're doing.
I wonder if he just slowed down time so like the world is ending but they lived a full life.
Maybe, yeah. Everybody's already sitting down? That's a little odd. Should I copy this when I do my officiant job in a couple months?
Including this?
Yes. Specifically this.
Well, if you got the budget and the power, I think you should absolutely go for it.
Now, every single person there knows the secret identities. He's like, let's party.
What do you care? They're getting married.
There's Huntress, Mr. Terrific, Blue Beetle, Metamorpho, question.
And he slowed down their lives.
Hawk and Dove, Wildcat, Firestorm. Man, too many that I... The Swamp Thing in the background, Dr. Midnight. Wally. Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
Dr. Light.
I know John Cena when I see him.
I don't recognize that guy in red. Aquaman, Hourman. Katana in the background. Blue Devil. Creeper. Is pre-Robin even?
Can I get a hug?
Yeah, I thought he was going for the hug thing too. Oh, are they going Selena? Yeah. Helena. Why scowl? Fuck you, I'm not your dad.
Why is he being such a dick?
Hey, now. And also grow a couple inches? No idea who the dude in the suit in the background is.
It's the confidence. My
it's
God,
the, that's this guy. Man. Yeah, that's what it is. I like paranoid question. She doesn't even have her costume. There you go. Giving quite a spotlight to Dr. Light here. No idea who the dudes in the background with the purple jumpsuits are. They ring any bells? Like the guy on the right?
No, definitely not the Wonder Twins.
All things considered, your costume's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, see. Oh, Jade's in the background here, too. There's the Metal Men.
Gorilla Grodd.
I don't think that was Gorilla Grodd. But I don't know who else it would be. There's like so many monkey things in DC, it's hard to tell who is Hawkgirl. This dude already looks like Dr. Okay, never mind. Psycho Pirate's here? Maybe it is a Gorilla Grodd then. If they're going to throw a...
What?
I don't even know who Dawnstar is. At least not off the top of my head. Old as fuck.
That Brother Eye on its fucking shoulder?
It might be, yeah.
God? What's happening here?
I mean, the Anti-Monitor being the main villain makes most sense. Are they doing the God Wave? Oh, no, okay. I mean, this is basically what we're going to get with Secret Wars eventually for the MCU.
I think this might be blasphemy, but in terms of lore, the older I'm getting, the more I think I prefer DC.
I think there's a perfect balance between the two. Because I don't like how DC does, like, the, you know, the gods are real kind of version. Then again, I don't really like how Marvel does that either. But I prefer, like, the Living Tribunal over, you know, Lucifer being real.
This must be nice to grow old with somebody like that.
You didn't see that just from where you were flying from? It's going pretty damn fast. The voice is funny for that. Those might suck. Doyle rules. He just disappears. And again, that's what Superboy Prime does, right? He basically punches reality.
Isn't that how we got Jason Todd back?
Yep.
You're a stupid, useless child.
Why'd they make the dog look so, like, demonic there?
Are you suggesting he's not?
Maybe it's just because it's a chihuahua. Yep, you're dead. That, how is that supposed to happen when it just vaporizes buildings? Yeah, just give up. It's just going to vaporize the nuke, so. I want all of you to punch it at the same time. It's cool that they confuse him with Phantom Stranger since they look so much alike.
They did this really well. There's a lot going on here, but they did this really well.
It was Batgirl.
I'm excited for the other two movies.
It's three parts?
Yeah.
Nice. She just punches him.
That's how we go. Like, we're just doing something random. Like, we're just doing this. And suddenly everything stops.
It could be, you know, some solar flare or something like that. Just like 1 minute cease to exist.
That's scary.
Really scary. What the fuck? What are you going to do? What action? Brainiac 13? You still can't get more people from these planets? Like, why not get Lex Luthor?
I'm gonna punch it. Oh my God. What an asshole. Like,
He's like, oh man, I knew I should have kicked it instead. Jesus.
No.
Have you ever had bacon before? I was wondering if they were going to do something to tie Maiso back into this, or if it was just sort of... A lot of these movies end up having something that's kind of just there for no reason, you know?
Yeah, but I think they've done this one pretty well.
So far, yeah. I'm liking it quite a bit. Yeah, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
She's like, shut up, bitch. A crisis on infinite Earths, maybe. Not digging a Wonder Woman's voice actress. What about you?
It's fine. It's a little dry.
Like, you know, this would have been really fucking handy to learn.
You need coffee before you can do it. You're not a coffee guy, right?
Yeah. That's the right answer to everything. I still haven't seen the latest Aquaman movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, didn't see the point in seeing it in theaters. Figured I'll wait and see it once on VOD. That would be the first one to construct, because Earth 1 is the most important out of all of them. they're all busy doing this. Meanwhile, criminals like Riddler are just like stealing lots of money because all the superheroes are busy. I don't know, I like the idea of Superman being immortal.
Great Scott.
That's a very Superman-ish kind of old-timey phrase, you know? But you have Batman. You are Batman. All the shit that you can do, Constantine, you can't, stop this in some fashion. Except for those movies and dinners.
That explains how we got there.
To what? Older them?
Yep.
Heart attack. Like, don't tell me what I can and can't do. Oh no, I can't do it.
Aw.
This is just the ending of that one season of Futurama.
That is really sweet.
Nice little moments that they got going on here.
Jesus.
He's like, I detect Iris is dead. I detect you no longer have a living wife.
Why do we always end up watching these vulnerable and emotional
movies? Right, yeah. Are you my friend? It kind of feels like this should just be the one movie, though, to me. Like,
why are there any? What more crises do you need? He's gonna collapse.
He just puts a hamster on the wheel.
You got nothing to live for, you might as well burn out.
Yeah, run all of your energy. Now, is it going to reverse the thing so everything that it swallowed whole is, reversed and it all goes back, or is it like, does it go back in time and they can stop it or something? What do you think?
I'm gonna guess that it doesn't go back in time because this is part one. But I'm gonna guess that there's not enough to stop the problem. Better hold on, Barry. It feels weird because it's like we're not very comfortable with this world yet.
We're not really what?
We're not comfortable enough with this world to be like,
yeah,
oh, these characters.
Outside of just like the legacy idea.
Oh, shit. He didn't do it.
The end.
This is the scariest thought I could have ever imagined.
So it just doesn't evaporate everything?
So Earth 1 is fucked, but the rest of them are fine?
I think that this is the one supposed to be the Earth 1, right?
We had Batman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's supposed to be Batman right there. Yeah. Hey, Spectre.
Go fuck yourself. He didn't do it. He achieved his function.
Just prolonging it, you mean? And God's pissed. That's true. Spectre is a cool character that I like. I don't know how they would do a movie with Spectre, but it'd be cool if we could see it in movie form in some fashion.
Oh, it's you.
Is it like fucking Conan or something? No idea who these characters are supposed to be. Oh, wait, that was the...
We're back to World 1.
Yeah, the War-World thing. War-World.
Bro, I don't feel the connection to this universe.
Yeah.
To be as emotional as they're making this.
Nah. It's like, well, if we would have not taken those 2-3 hours, all the worlds would be fine. Who's the latest man? Oh, look at that. Them alluding to Justice League. How many weddings have you been to?
I've been to two.
What was the best food you ever had at a wedding?
God. It was a pretty good dessert at my brother's. You need to get remarried. I can do it right.
She just says COVID. Thanos. Really? Thanos snapped.
Hold on. What's happening? Really, you answered the call to say, hey.
I mean, this is totally Infinity War. There is another Skywalker. God damn, like what? Then what is part two going to be about?
Gotta get him back.
Alexander Daddario as Lois Lane.
That was really good.
See, would you be more inclined to like, if they were, because this was only what, like an hour and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Would you be more like, oh man, they should have just released like a 4-hour big fucking movie?
Yeah, but then that turns into like, hey, we're releasing an 8-part limited series.
Well, I mean, just like a 4-hour movie in one shot. Like they just go like, here it is. Or do you think it's better to do this and then have like part two come out in a couple months? And
I think it's always better to get it all out there. It was really good.
The in-between supervisor. And like in-between worlds?
Like the parts that were supposed to tug at the heartstrings did that.
I feel like it could be better still just by making some tweaks and all. Mm-hmm. But I also kind of feel like maybe one of the reasons why I feel like that is because it's just part one and it's incomplete, you know?
Definitely the best of this series so far.
Like, you can't compare this to Infinity War. Infinity War had all those movies leading up to set up those characters.
You know, the Flash might be the most important character in the DC universe.
When it comes to like the multiverse type stuff,
he always does this shit. Yeah. Like, that was really good, man.
Way better than War World.
Better than that, way better than the Super Sons thing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this. Really, really good.
Better than the Doom that came to Gotham.
Oh, that was fun though. Who's Rich Perez?
Oh, they're gonna fade him out? Like, Jesus. Do we get any post credit scene? No, I don't think so.
Oh wow, fuck. That was tremendous. I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm a fan. I fucking wish I could already see part two. You know, that's gonna drive me nuts not being able to watch that immediately.
Like I said, I think we're getting part two this year.
We better. I don't want to wait until another whole fucking year for that. Let's see if they can find a release date for this. Part two. Release date says. I'm not seeing a release date yet for this, so. No, I'm not seeing a release date. At least on these four or five different pages that I just clicked on. So that's not necessarily a good sign that that's coming out super quick. And when you look at things like Invincible taking forever, kind of makes me a little bit worried that they're maybe not going to have this out this year, but it is only January right now. Maybe it's going to come out in like May or something.
Yeah, and then maybe at the ending in like December.
That'd be cool if they did it like throughout the year like that. Instead of just like, well, we got to wait another year for it, and then we got another wait another year for it or something. But yeah, I like this. This is cool.
We should go back and watch Dark Apocalypse War, because I know we watched it, but like I think we watched it separately.
Might have been. I don't remember if we did a...
I know we didn't do it. I know for a fact that I watched it separately, because I remember ordering like a good pizza and some mozzarella sticks and... just talking to you through it.
Yeah, it looks like I did just like a separate movie review. So it must not have been a fan tracks. Yeah. I might have to revisit that.
This is the year we should watch. Actually we did Mask of the Phantasm.
And Sub-Zero.
Good for us. Those movies need to be watched. Yeah, I think we should watch it all. Look, this is really good. It's a reminder that this kind of stuff is fun.
If we could freeze time like Flash did and watch them all and get them all out of the way before like...
Oh, if we could freeze time. Yeah. The thing is, that's my dream power. To control time.
Freeze time and do the whole X-Men animated series and Spider-Man animated series. You know, yes. That's
you can't escape me.
Well, if you want to make sure that we do any of those kind of things in the future, everybody, then, you know, take advantage of the Pick Your Poison tier on Patreon and on the YouTube channel membership and all. You know, you donate and... we can, you know, continue doing these things. I will say, of course, you know, if you donate to the Pick Your Poison tier, you can't be like, do every episode of the X-Men animated series for this one donation. Like, that can't really work. But, you know, I mean, relatively speaking, I kind of judge it based off of like movie length type things and stuff. So if you were to be like, hey, I'm going to donate for this month, we'll do, you know, say 6 episodes or something maybe. And then, you know, kind of continue and roll that forward for all these other things. Tons of different things. We've always been wanting to do these Tim Burton Batman movies and stuff. And
I want to sit down and watch Batman the Animated Series and that entire universe. That'd be a lot of fun.
Could always sponsor more stuff from talking about the Blueprint Project as well. Of course, go back and check out previous videos of that. For the Batman A Nighttime Story, 100 Records from the Wayne Foundation Archives. Yeah, there is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers one, Absolute Power Rangers, and God knows how many other things in the future I might be willing to talk about. The James Bond stuff. There's the Star Wars rewrite with the also what I would do for episode 7 onward and stuff, which I forget if I did I give that a name yet? Let me see if I had given that a name. I think I did for like the Star Wars rewrite. All right. So the ones that I did currently give a name to, the Batman and Nighttime Story, 100 records from the Wayne Foundation archives, Absolute Power Rangers and Mighty Morphin Epic. The Superman one's called Our Son.
Yeah.
As in, you know, son, the Epic of Superman. The Spider-Man Epic is called Web of Lives.
Yeah.
The Star Wars blueprint is called Full Force, a Star Wars rewrite. The Flash one is currently tentatively called On the Run of Your Life. Probably.
Take out the word on.
It's kind of like I'm going back and forth between that, Run of Your Life. I think I had like three other alternate ideas for some of those names. Let me see if I can find the alternate. I had like about 12. On the Run. On the Run of Your Life, Run of Your Life, Run for Your Life, The Run Through, The Run Around, Trial Run, a couple other things like that.
Very big on the run.
Yeah, because you got to go run for Flash,
well,
yeah.
Well, hold on, though. Life flashes before your eyes. Life flashes before your eyes.
I'm going to have to write that down. That's another invention. Flash before your eyes. I still really like the name of the Ant-Man blueprint. Size fits all.
Who's your Flash?
My Flash is, without spoiling too much, there's two blueprints. One is a true Flash blueprint, which it doesn't have like super big detail, but that's Barry Bartholomew. That's you know, the whole thing of that. It's Barry as like the main Flash, and then I have a side blueprint, which I don't know if I'm gonna give it different names. I might go in a different fashion, but I've been thinking about doing a lot of other things where it's like, all right, what if I condense things even more, and I do like, say for Batman, like there's one Robin. How do I get every aspect of all the Robins and just have Bruce have one Robin in there? Make it as simple as possible. So the Flash one, I know that one has like, he goes by Bart. His name is Barry. But his name's Bartholomew Allen West. So he's Bart West. That works at the Jay Garrick Foundation, like stuff like that. I have the Ninja Turtles thing. I've got, you name it, it's on the list. So if you want more Blueprint Project stuff, of course, fanboysanonymous.com, you can sponsor that stuff, pass it around. And of course, keep checking everything else happening on fanboysanonymous.com. And, you know, if you see our podcasts out there, you know, hit the share button, pass it around, hit the like button on something. If you want to, you know, hop on like Amazon Music or something. I don't know if they have like ratings or something like they do on like iTunes or whatever. Any of that stuff, it's greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. And of course, you can follow not only the fanboy stuff, but also the Markout Moment for wrestling and everything else under A Mango Tree. If you go to amangotree.com and just start clicking on all those different accounts and liking those things, and you know, subscribe to my Linktree list of like the letterbox stuff, and I don't know, hit me up on Instagram, all that crap. Follow me at Tony Mango though, and follow Rob.
Yep, follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. Check out my Twitter, which gets the most action. My Instagram, which I recently wiped out. I want to do a different thing. I want to do like a John Cena kind of Instagram where you just post random shit and don't really explain it. Follow me there. Follow me on Twitch. I want to get back into that this year. DudeFelice.com at some point. I'm sure. I'm in the process of trying to get my shit together. Maybe once I get my shit together, I'll get other people to get their shit together too. So there's that. God, I want to do so much stuff.
So much to do, so little time.
Yeah, really. And then if you like wrestling, check out Fightful.com. If you don't, just keep checking out this stuff and encourage us to do more. And we'll see you in the next one.
Not entirely sure 100% what the next one is going to be, because I don't know what the lineup is.
The Iron Claw.
A rewatch of that? I don't know if I can stomach a rewatch of it. Sad as all hell. I don't know, maybe another animated one of these, maybe another John Cena movie or something over there, maybe, I don't know, maybe something completely random, or maybe it's Pick Your Poison. Maybe somebody's like, hey, I really want you to watch, I don't know, The Untouchables or something.
We just finally get around to watching Glenn Gary,
Glenn Ross. Yeah, Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. That's another one that I really got to revisit that one. I've seen it only 4 times in my life, 5 times, something. It's amazing sometimes when you buy DVDs and you still don't get the time to watch things more than a few times.
Yeah. By the way, preserve physical media.
Yeah, before you get those messages from people that are like, well, you don't really own it, so we're going to take it off of Amazon or something.
Get comfortable not owning your things, but don't you dare pirate them because you want to see them at your leisure.
Yeah, even if it's unavailable, don't you dare pirate, because we're losing money somehow on the things that we can't offer you elsewhere.
Anyway, yeah. Look it off the soapbox.
All right, everybody, that is not only the soapbox, but it is also Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1 fan tracks in the bag. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this, and we will see you next time. This has been... Oh, I was going to say this has been another Smart Guy moment. Look at that. I'm starting the podcast trying to do a WWE thing, and I'm ending the podcast trying to do a WWE thing. We need to do more fanboys things that way I don't end up just repeating the Smart Guy moment stuff. What I meant to say...
is, the review to a kill podcast, what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing next. Is that it's time for us to geek out. Adios, everyone.